This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'm here and we got a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Doris is in Massachusetts.
Doris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener to both you and your father.
Awesome.
I have two questions for you.
Sure.
I'm in Raleigh, north of Boston.
Yep.
Fairly new gardener. And I wondered, what my first question is, if you could suggest some good tomato varieties, both cherry and, you know, full-size slicing tomatoes that I could give a try this year.
Okay. So you want to go, with some, you want both the cherry and the,
regular slicing tomatoes.
Okay. And, a couple things, to give you some more information after the fact, to get the, information. A couple websites. Burpee is one of the ones that I think I highly recommend for a website. And then Botanical Interests.
Okay.
Both of those have really good information so that when, you know, I'll give you some names, but then you can do a little bit more research and see what's going on with them. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so as far as tomatoes, you know, some of the simple, I wouldn't call them simple, nothing's simple, but one of the easier cherry tomatoes is the Sweet 100, right? Sweet 100 is, I'd almost call it like Old Reliable when it comes to it,
mm-hmm.
Right? It's one of the best that I have done, and I've planted myself and used. It feels like the idea behind it, one of the reasons why they call it Sweet 100, is it almost feels like there's hundreds of tomatoes on the plants when it doesn't. So Sweet 100 is a very good cherry tomato, right?
Okay.
If you're looking for some slicing, you know, the early girl, the Better Boy are really good slicing tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the Steakhouse Hybrid is a good one that gets huge.
Okay.
Then there's some of the Roma and the San Marzano.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that you would almost use more for like spaghetti sauce or just you can slice them, but they're more for sauce and tomato paste.
Okay.
But they're really good ones to grow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You also, if you're looking at the back to the cherry. You know, maybe look at the just the grape, just the regular grape tomato.
Okay. You know,
those are a good, easy one to do. But I think, again, when it comes to the cherry, the Sweet 100s is number one easy to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I will look for those then in the spring. And my next question, I had a tree come down on the lawn, and we're going to be cutting it up today. There's a lot of little branches, sawdust from the chainsaw and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Will I do more harm than good if I rake up the debris, the little debris that I can't hand, you know, pick up by hand? Or should I just leave it on the lawn? What should I do this given the time of year?
I mean, I think it should be cleaned up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just do what you can to not really go heavy with a rake, right?
Okay.
You could use the leaf rake to clean up, mm-hmm. but don't really, you know, push down on it. Don't use the tine rake, the, you know, the flathead rake to do some of that.
Okay.
Because at this point, it's going to rip up some of the ground. It's not going
right.
to be, you know, it's not going to be easy on it. So
if I give it a gentle raking, that's better than leaving everything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some of the sawdust, I mean, it's going to just kind of blow away as it is. But if they have mm-hmm. a heavy amount of it, you know, maybe do a little bit. I'm assuming.
Okay.
You know, you're probably where it fell. You're not getting the stump ground today, are you?
No,
okay.
No, not till spring.
All right, and when that happens, I tend to just kind of level it off once it happens and let it kind of break down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Because that's going to add some nutrients back into the soil as it is, anyways.
Right. Okay.
But I, you know, doing some of the heavier stuff that's on there, I would say you gotta clean it up because, you know, it. The thing that will happen, say there's some chunks on there and it freezes to the ground and then you're walking on it and you kick this piece accidentally or, you know, something happens where it gets moved.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if it's frozen to the ground and then it's lightly thawing, it could rip up some of the roots from underneath it.
Oh, right, okay.
Some of the little chunks isn't necessarily, you know, the top priority, but whatever you can do to help out. Works, it, you know, will help it.
Okay, I'll just give it a gentle raking then. Okay, well, thank you very much for answering my questions.
No problem, Doris. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you very
thank
much.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, if you do have to do some cleanup, definitely do it a little bit lighter, right, than do it a little bit lighter if you can. Make sure you protect the ground underneath it because it's one of those things where, yes, it would be better to clean it and do that, but don't go heavy. Don't go with the tine rake, you know, the metal tines. You're going to just start ripping out part of the lawn. And that goes with anything you're doing right now, right? You might have, you know, some areas from this last storm where trees have fallen or branches have fallen, and you're like, I just got to clean it up. Well, pick up some of the heavy stuff and just lightly clean up the rest. Even sometimes, you know, using a blower, right? Using a blower to clean some of those might be beneficial instead of using the rakes. Couple reasons. Obviously, I already stated why. One of them, because of the fact that, you know, anytime it freezes to the ground, it could do some damage. Well, what else? One of the other things that could be happening is if it sits all winter and then it's in there in the spring, you know, the sun isn't getting to it as easily. The sun's not getting to the ground. And so when spring hits, if it is, you know, blocked, it could have some issues long term. Now, you got plenty of time in the spring to do some of this, but I think you understand what I'm talking about. We want to try to prevent some of that from happening. Now, with the break in the weather for a couple days, by no rain or snow, you know, take care of it. I shouldn't say no snow. There might be some flurries later in the day here, not a ton of it. But again, this is when it's easier, when it's nicer out, you can do some of this work. So just be careful as you're doing it. Don't go heavy, okay? Just keep it nice and easy on your plants. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have plenty of time if you have some questions. I know it's nice and early, so grab the coffee, grab the paper, go online and read the paper, and get ready for the day. And why not enjoy some of it with talking about some gardening, talking about some good things. And coming up at 8 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us. So some more good information there. So stay tuned for that. Phone number again, 855-660-4261. Back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BearAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started, really. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Sandy's in Chelmsford.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I had spoken to you last summer when I had an outbreak of Cercospora,
okay,
leaf spot on my Swiss chard.
Yep.
And I got the Revitalize, and I put that down. And I'm wondering if, well, to back up a little bit, in the fall when I rake up my leaves, I actually mow it up, and then I go over it again to make it smaller. And I put a couple of piles in the garden so that I can use that as mulch when I plant my garden. Mm-hmm. But am I protecting those spores by doing that? Like, should I remove those piles of leaves?
Well, so the bigger thing is when you cleaned up the garden this fall, did you remove the leaves and everything that were there?
Yes, and I kept throwing them out. I didn't put them into the compost pile,
okay,
but there were so many, and it was terrible to see all these beautiful leaves just go in the trash. But I did read that it can take a couple of years to get rid of it, and I don't know if I'm protecting it with this pile of mulched leaves.
So I don't think you're necessarily protecting it. I think some of the cold, the snow, and then the rain that we had will kind of do more damage than good if it wasn't protected, especially for the rest of the soil. I think with the upcoming cold temperatures, it can kill some of those spores either way. The mm-hmm. big thing that I would be doing this spring is starting out with it, with using like the Revitalize as a preventative, right? A preventative type, so that it's taken care of, right? So when you start the Swiss chard, right? Start using it early, and we're not using it all the time, right? I know it's a, you know, an organic, so it doesn't have a ton of residual, but we're doing it in such a way that it's helping just build up its immunity so that later on, if it is still there and is affecting you, it can help protect it, right? And I'm not saying you have to spray it weekly or bi-weekly, and I wouldn't even start until, you know, I might do one early in the season. Now, are you starting these by plant, or are you starting them by seed?
By seed.
Okay. And so, are you starting them indoors, or are you starting them outdoors directly, direct sowing?
I do both, but usually I do start them inside.
Okay. So one of the things, you know, one of the beneficial good things here is if the ones that you're starting inside are going to be a new soil, new everything, so they're not having that disease present, right? Mm-hmm. Where sometimes if you were to start outside, you know, the disease could have overwintered, it could have been there. So the good thing with that is it's starting out stronger. So making sure that when you put those started from seed indoors, getting those ready, using some of the something to keep it stronger, like a fertilizer during the season, or using the different fertilizers during the season to make it stronger, because the healthier plant is going to be harder for this to happen. The
okay.
other thing that we will be doing, as soon as you bring them outside, mm-hmm. you know, spray them with the Revitalize so that it can start to absorb as it's warm, you know, getting used to the soil. And so when it goes into the soil, it has some of these, this immunity a little bit, right? So anything that's kind of there isn't going to necessarily go to them right away.
Okay.
So keep that as part of your repertoire with, every couple weeks working on it.
You want me to hold on?
Yeah, I was going to have you hold on so I can add a little bit more detail on a few of these things.
Okay, thank you.
Because I think there's more to it. So hang tight. For everyone else,
okay,
our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. This Sunday, we begin in Iowa, where the caucuses are set to start out in sub-zero temperatures. Records expected to be broken, and despite the weather, Republican presidential candidates busy campaigning in Iowa, meeting with voters. Vivek Ramaswamy and his team having to park the campaign bus because of all the snow and ice. Former President Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis talking about the weather situation.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Sandy in regards to, for simple, the leaf spot, Sersifora leaf spot on Swiss chard, right? We were talking about a few things, you know, just preventing some of the things that are happening this year. One thing, and I might have mentioned it in the fall, the summer when we were discussing, but can you do any crop rotation where you move the Swiss chard?
I do it every year. I move it to a different spot. The problem is this year I planted beets also, and they were in a different spot, and so it you know, got onto those too. So should I not plant those crops this year?
Well, not necessarily. I think, you know, at the end of the season, if you removed a bunch of, if you removed the leaves and you didn't let them fall into the soil and do all those things like we've discussed, I think you'd be okay. I think the some of the other things we want to look at doing is, you know, don't plant them as close as maybe you did last year, even though you probably spread them out. Maybe give them a little bit more space. You know, thinning out some of the leaves early might be a good thing to do, too, because the spores survive based off of pretty high relative humidity, temperatures between 75 and 85 degrees, and then, you know, rain splash, irrigation splash, you know, the wind can do it. But leaf wetness during the night can actually do some of this. It can actually encourage the disease a bit where, you know, just trying to find ways so that the water is not always on top of it, right? I know this... it's easier said than done, right?
Well, especially last summer because it rained so much.
Oh,
but
especially,
should I put a mulch around? Would that help it from splashing?
So the mulch would help some of that, definitely. You know, it's one of those things where, you just don't know what Mother Nature is going to give us. I mean, it's the amount of snow we've had and then the rain, and then everything's already so flooded. So it could still just be an issue. It's just we look at the things that we can do ourselves to help, right?
Okay.
And those are just some of the few things. The other thing is, you know, adding some compost, like you probably already do, but adding a little bit of compost to the garden to thin it out a little bit, add a little bit of aeration to the soil is going to help allow some of the water to go down. So that's beneficial. So these are all little things that we can do that, you know, can help. It's just going to take some time for this disease to go away. And all these things that we discussed will help.
And I read that it can go to also beets, beans, carrots, spinach. So it doesn't seem too picky.
No, it's not. So the other thing to maybe look at doing is throughout the garden this spring, you know, using the Revitalize on everything that you have out there, right? Just as a help preventative on some of these others. Because, you know, again, spinach, beets, some of these others that it could affect, we don't want it to spread.
And I spread the leaves. I spread the leaves as well as the soil, right?
Yeah, right. You know, you can the leaves that you've put in from the rest of the yard and you've chopped up, I don't think are going to affect anything. Those are going to be added to the compost, so I think you're going to be fine with that.
I mean the leaves of the beets and the carrots. And
yeah, spread them out a little bit, thin them out a little bit earlier.
And spray them. Spray the soil as well as the tops.
Yeah, so this can be used as a foliar drench and a soil drench for this. The back of the bottle will tell you how to do that and how much to use. I have the package pulled up on the computer here while we're talking.
That's the best product to use.
I think Revitalize, you know, the most organic, especially we know what the leaves are used for. It's not like there's the leaves are used as the leaves are what we're going for. It's not like they have a fruit on it where you could just spray the leaves. You know what I mean? So this is something where, again, it's organic, so it's not harmful. We still need to clean it off, obviously. This will be beneficial and will help. I'm trying to read the drench application here. You can definitely use this 1 teaspoon of this product per gallon of water and apply to the soil by, if it's outdoor, use a watering can or sprayer to drench the soil. You can apply in the first watering after planting or transplanting by mixing directly into the water at the rate or spraying onto the soil surface at the base of each plant and immediately watering in with a watering can, hose, sprinkler, etc. Those instructions.
Spray it and then water it right in. Okay.
Yeah, because we're at that point we're looking to help prevent. And again, I think it's as soon as you plant them, you're definitely going to need to do it. And I would do it, honestly, with everything.
Okay.
Everything that you're planting as just a preventative, just in case anything overwintered or anything's still there. It's not going to harm the plant, right? Mm-hmm. It's only going to help them, especially some of the others that could be affected. So, you know, use it as a preventative matter. And you're not using, like, the entire gallon on a plant, right? So you can spread it out and spread it throughout the garden.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you. you so much for that. And one quick question.
Sure.
I have a chef, Alara, and yeah. All of a sudden it grew this really tall spike, and then leaves came out of it, and it's hitting the ceiling. It got so tall. So I'm wondering, can I cut that and propagate it, or should I just cut it and let the plant
go? You can definitely try and propagate it. Honestly, what I would look at doing is you don't want the whole piece that you've cut, right? Mm-hmm. So you're probably going to cut most of it down, I would assume.
Yeah, because it's really tall.
Yeah, so I wouldn't use, say you're cutting 6 feet off of it. I wouldn't use 6 feet because that's going to be too much energy. I might, mm-hmm. Cut that 6 foot off, but then maybe use just like a quarter of it, maybe a third of it, like a couple feet. Okay. Use a rooting powder just to help it when you've put it into the soil, and keep an eye on it. I think it could definitely work.
Can I cut it below a leaf node, or where the leaves come out, cut it below that or above that?
So right above a leaf node.
Oh, above it. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So especially on the plant. Right? So you would cut it right above a leaf node so it can grow back underneath.
Okay.
And then when you are replanting, it would be the same. Cut it right above a leaf node so you have some space between the leaves to for the roots to develop, right?
Okay. Yeah.
You want to make sure it's like a 45-degree angle. We're looking... sometimes I know it could have spread out at this point, but you're looking for like 4 or 5 leaves at the top if possible.
Okay.
But if there's not a lot left, you'd be okay, especially if it's like spaced out, because it's sometimes like a shoot like that can have space in the gaps in between the leaves.
Yes, there is. I was shocked to see it to begin with. I've never seen that before, but it must like where it is.
Oh, definitely. It means some good things are happening for it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Patrick, for all your help. I really appreciate it.
All right, Sandy. You have a great one.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And any questions, feel free to give us a call. We'll be here till 10 o'clock, as always. I think we've got plenty of time to discuss. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us. We'll talk some ice melt. We'll talk some protolyzer. And we'll also talk about some things to be, the checklist of things to do. Right now. So look forward to that. Ice melt, the way the season's been going up and down, definitely could be using it and prevent and protect yourself from injury. So we will talk with Karen about that coming up in about 15 minutes. So look forward to that. Otherwise, sky's the limit on what you want to discuss for the garden, right? We're thinking spring already. We've had some major snowstorms, and we're like, all right, we're done. I don't think so. We got plenty of time left in the season here. Let's think spring. You've heard me talk about different websites to look at. You've heard me talk about, just in general what we're thinking about doing. But this is the time to plan it out. If you want to do lawn, redo a lawn, spring is a good time, even though you probably hear, the fall is the best time for planting a lawn. Well, if you leave it, nothing's going to show, it's just going to, you're not going to have new lawn growing if you don't do anything. So it's not necessarily waiting till fall. It's doing it while you can and the season's there. You don't know what the season is going to bring for temperatures, for weather, for rain, but plan it out now and say, all right, is it sunny? Is it shady? What conditions do I have? And then go from there. Plan the right seed. Plan the right everything. That's what we can do now to be ready. I always want you to be ready for the season. I want you to get ahead. I want you to think about what else we can do. So just keep those things in mind as the winter progresses. So when the season hits, boom, we're good. We're done. We're ready to go. And we can enjoy the season itself. So coming up on a break here in a minute here. If you have questions, call us. We can fit one in before Karen. But after Karen, we have an hour and a half of question and answer, so plenty of time. That phone number is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. In the meantime, go to their website, natural-alternative.com, for some information that you're going to be seeing as we discuss. Coming up at 8 o'clock. But in the meantime, questions, call us, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. It's cold, but it's nice out, sunny. Looking pretty good out there, so it could be an enjoyable day for part of it. Heard a little bit of flurries later, nothing crazy. Maybe some snow Tuesday this week. Not hearing a lot, but still make the travel not so fun on it. So, you know, just keep it in mind. We're going to discuss some ice melt with Karen on the next segment. So look at that. And if you've, you know you're probably going to run out with some of the storms headed our way, order it now so you can have it for the next storm afterwards, because it's definitely worth it. Now, what else is going on there? So with all the rain, the snow that we've been having, the ups and downs, you know, do what you can to stay off the lawn. You know, if you have to do some work on there, like we were discussing earlier with Doris, that's fine. But what I mean is, you know, stay off it when you don't have to be on it, right? Because we're such an in-between that we could really affect the lawn. You know, stepping on it right now when it might be a little bit wet could be changing the ups and downs, the level. It could also be compacting some of these areas. It could also be ruining some of the lawn that's there by, affecting the root system for this upcoming season. You know, so do what you can to stay away from walking all over the yard unless fully necessary. Again, if you need to do some cleanup, some of these storms that we've had have knocked down trees, they've knocked down branches. Those are all fine things. I'm just saying try not to spend a lot of time on the lawn at this point when there's no coverage of snow or anything, because these up and down temperatures are really going to affect the root system long term. So just something to keep in mind here, right? In general, when the ground is frozen, we don't want to walk all over the lawn heavily because it could rip up some of the roots. The frozen aspect could really affect it. But we're in that in-between where it's like, oh, do I get out there and do some things? Well, get out and do the few things you need to do, but don't spend extra time on there because you could do more damage than good. And we'll want to make sure this spring we get it ready by taking care of it, you know, fertilizing, etc. Because the lawns are affected just as our plants are with the amount of water that we've had. Some of those nutrients have been kind of flooded out, moved, right? Throughout the season, it's compacted the soils pretty heavily. So we got to look at some of those things this spring. I would definitely, after the year we've had, if you didn't do it in the fall, I would look at, you know, getting a soil sample this spring. Because the past 2 years, we've had ups and downs of the, you know, historical proportions of a drought and then historical proportions of rain. So this is the, this would be a good year to do that. And I'd want you to do that early spring, right? Get it done early so you can figure out what's going on and what fertilizers you need, what you need to do, with, you know, lawns, what you need to change, is the pH the right level, all these little things that can affect it. And, you know, I do it even for the vegetable gardens, all the different areas if you can, because, again, the ups and downs of the weather have really can really affect what's going on underground. And if we don't know what's going on underground, we don't know how that's affecting the plants. We don't know how that's affecting the, you know, the lawn, the veggies, etc. We don't know how it's affecting it. And we won't know if we don't do anything. So this spring, highly recommend getting a soil sample done and checking out what you're dealing with. Because you're not going to know unless you figure that out by a soil test. So anyways, coming up on the other side of the break, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us, and then we'll be back to phone calls. So if you have questions, you can call us. Phone number is 855-660-4261, and we will be back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.